House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Wendy Gambone. Say hi, Wen.
Hello, happy Wednesday, everybody.
Yeah, and okay.
We're back.
Technical difficulty there, huh?
That's weird.
Hey, one of the things about doing an internet radio show, you're at the mercy of the internet.
We're here in
Houston, Texas, where it is a very cloudy, stormy day. So we might be in and out, off and on, and back and forth. But we are here now, and we're excited about that. And we just want to talk about today's show a little bit. But before we get started, let's do some housekeeping, Wendy. They can find us at toughtalkradionetwork.com if they want to be a guest on any of the shows that air weekly here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find us on Facebook under Tony Gambone, Wendy Gambone, or Tough Talk Radio Network. Also, if you just type in Tough Talk Radio Network or Tony or Wendy Gambone on Google, we'll pop up. Okay, check us out. Connect with us. We're always looking to make new friends. It's exciting for us. And, you know, I want to say right now, so far today, we were going to be talking about special areas.
Yep.
It's for special needs situations in houses for accessibility and people that might be in a wheelchair or whatever type of disability they're going through. But unfortunately, right now, we have not heard from our guests, and that's not a big deal. We'll always reschedule, but we might not have a guest today, so you'll be stuck with me and my beautiful wife, and I think we're just going to have a good time at it. And so before we check with the producers to see where our guest is, let's just talk about the topic we wanted to talk about today to get the show started. So as a lot of you know that follow the show weekly, you can find our newsletter, and it comes out, I think it's
twice a month,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's got some great information. And look, I'm going to be honest with you folks. We hired a company to do this for us because, well, we're good at a lot of things. But it takes a lot of time to create a newsletter and get it out and make it good information. And this month's newsletter talks about the best paint for kitchen cabinets. Now, a lot of you know that we have Gambone's Custom Home Improvements, and Wendy is always working with the customers to either replace their cabinets or paint them a color that everyone's going to like. And, mm-hmm. you know, so it's really a great time for this newsletter to come out. And so, when tell us some of the problems. I don't even know if they're problems. Some of the things
probably
that you run into. Yeah.
That I get. The biggest one that I've gotten lately is my cabinets are laminate. Can I just paint over that?
And
well, they're not real wood.
Right. And so a lot of cabinets aren't real wood.
Right.
Okay. And a lot of times people get confused with the finish on it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's a laminate finish, okay, over a particle board or a press board. And sometimes it's a plywood box cabinet that has a solid wood door on it. Some are stained. Some have laminate, some look stained, some look painted.
Yep.
But to answer your question in the longest way, was it doesn't matter as long as they're not broken. And sometimes
right.
if it's a laminate cabinet that is peeling apart, well, we always go in and replace the door to match, and we prep and paint it so that there's no way to tell the difference.
So when you say prep it, what would you have to do? Because that's another thing. Somebody just the other day asked me that on the phone. What will you have to? What does the prepping part entail when you're getting ready to paint kitchen cabinets?
Okay. So I know a lot of people out there have painted with their grandfather, their uncle, their dad, their wife, their child in the dorm room. Get it painted up. Get it looking good, right?
Yep.
And it's not that hard unless you try to get paid for that job because it's really not professionally done. So if you're going to paint a cabinet, okay, when you prep it, it means a few things. When you're going to You're going to putty up any holes, nicks, scratches, dents. You're going to, if it's a laminate, you're going to peel it off and prep that so that it's not seen. You're going to caulk. If it's a raised panel door, you're going to caulk it so that when you tap on the middle, it doesn't vibrate. So
or
it's solid.
The paint peels apart once it's painted. Right?
Well, yeah.
Cracks or whatever.
And then you're going to put a coat of primer on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I say that you're going to put the coat of primer on it before you sand it. Okay. Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to wash the cabinet, clean off the grease and stuff like that. But we prime it first.
Before sanding it.
Yeah. That way we don't scar it when we do sand it.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense. Okay.
Okay. And then after it's primed, then we're going to make sure it's prepped properly, okay? And we're going to put a coat of oil-based paint on.
That was my next question. You jumped ahead.
And then from there, we're going to sand it again to make sure there's no imperfections in it. And we're going to put the final coat of oil-based paint on there. Now, as you know, oil-based takes at least 4 hours to dry versus latex. And
right.
The rule of thumb is latex goes on sheetrock and oil-based goes on wood.
Okay.
Okay, always.
But if it's not a wood cabinet.
What kind of cabinet would it be?
I guess laminate, like I just said.
Which is made by pressboard with a vinyl coating on it.
Right, vinyl coating, that's okay.
But you don't want to be able to walk up and scratch it off. Now, there's some probably latex products you could use, but as you know, I'm old school.
Mm-hmm.
And wood takes oil and sheetrock takes latex.
Okay.
Just the way it is. If there's any wood in your house and you paint over it with latex, when you go to clean it 6 months later, it'll start peeling off because water and oil separate.
How many times does that happen?
Not.
I've seen in houses that we've been in that we've seen, it's like, wow.
Yeah, we can tell when someone
did that. Tried to make it look pretty.
Right. The next question comes is, do I paint the inside of the cabinet or do I leave it the way it looks?
Matter of preference, right?
Sometimes, but let's say you're going to redo your kitchen. Usually it's 20 years since it's had anything done to it.
Probably should paint it.
So wouldn't you think that it would look better?
I would paint everything inside and out. If I'm getting it done, I might as well get it all done. That's the way I look at it.
So I'm going to drop a tip for our listeners.
Okay.
If you're getting your kitchen done and you say, I only want the outside painted, I'm going to tell you right now, it's the only difference between painting the inside and the outside is the cost of paint versus cost of labor to tape off the inside. So if you're a homeowner and you're talking about having your kitchen painted, ask them how much it costs to paint the outside and then ask them how much more it would be to paint the inside, knowing that it would be easier for them to paint the whole cabinet.
All of it, instead of taping up all the...
Right. So what does that mean? Do they take all the doors off? And
No.
We leave the doors hanging. Okay. We take the hardware off except the hinges. We tape them up.
Tape the hinges. That's what you're talking about.
And we put Vaseline on where the hinge opens and closes because if we put tape there, it'll pull off and then we got to clean it.
Ah.
So the Vaseline wipes off real easy.
Okay.
Drawers come out.
Mm-hmm.
Tape up the drawer slides. Okay. And you can just paint the top. Or the whole drawer, right?
Next question.
Okay.
Painting brush roll or spray?
Well, it depends.
I know you were going to say that?
We like to spray the cabinet to get a better finish.
Yep.
Okay. But some people, they might not have a spray rig.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be one flag that goes up that says maybe this isn't the person to paint my cabinets. Because if they don't own a spray rig and are not versed in spraying cabinets, do you really want them in your kitchen painting your cabinets?
Probably not.
Right.
I would think twice about that.
Okay. And that doesn't mean...
But if you're a homeowner painting your own cabinets, you're more than likely not going to own a spray rig, right?
Right. Yeah. So in that case... You would take a weenie roller that's foam, okay, and you would use that to apply the paint and roll it off in one direction so there's no brush marks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to work the paint in properly so that it covers properly.
Right.
So what does that mean?
Right, I was just going to ask you that.
You roll it on.
Yep.
You take a brush, you brush it out,
mm-hmm.
then you roll it off all in one direction so that the sponge roller sleeve will leave no brush mark. It'll just be nice and smooth. And when it dries, okay, it'll have a nice coating on it.
Right. You won't see the marks from the brush, the little lines in it.
So right.
Like, yeah. Okay.
But also, so it's a little complicated at times, but you have to put a product called Penetrol
mm-hmm.
in your paint to help it flow. What does that mean? So if you took something like, just to use an easy idea, if you took the cabinet door and laid it flat on the counter and painted it,
right?
Okay, when the paint dries, you want it to spread equally and flow properly so that you get a professional looking job.
Gotcha.
Okay, so Penetrol.
More even.
Yeah, so well, so if you took brush and you painted the paint on, okay, even if you put Penetrol in it, the brush marks will eliminate a little bit.
Oh, okay.
They'll still be there, okay?
Cool.
Them hard-to-please customers will
yeah,
see it.
Yeah,
okay, because they know
there's
what they
no
want.
There's no such thing.
Well, you, usually that's the person painting's wife, okay? So, but if you go ahead and you use Penetrol and you applied it with the roller sleeve to get it on there quicker, brush it out to get it even, and roll it off again to make it smoother. No brush marks.
Okay, so all you homeowners listening to this who now are like your head is spinning, call a contractor.
Well, it's a process.
It is a process.
Right.
And I know a lot of people, oh, painting, how hard could it be? It's so easy. It's,
right,
so
it's like your car, right? You could paint your car. I mean, it's not that hard, right? You take a brush, push it on the paint on there.
I don't think
so. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not that hard. Until you actually start doing it,
right.
Then you see, oh my goodness, oh, I didn't, oh, but wait, I looked it up on Google.
Yeah, but you don't know what you don't know, and if you've never done it,
right.
It's just, yeah.
So I would recommend painting a bedroom first.
The wall?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
And if that doesn't work, well then, hire a professional.
Well, walls and cabinets are a little bit different because you have latex and you have oil base. And I know there's a difference in working with oil base and latex.
Yeah, but a roller is a roller and a brush is a brush. And if you can't conquer the wall, don't attempt the kitchen.
Please don't even try the kitchen
okay?
cabinets or any oil base
paint
for that
it.
Matter.
Buy a lot of tape and plastic. Okay. And one thing about painting inside the cabinets, you know, everybody has shelf liner on there, right?
Mm.
And that never comes off properly,
no.
Or it
then
never
you have a sticky
stays
mess.
On,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So important.
Mm.
Clean the whole cabinet.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, we use denatured alcohol or acetone, even paint thinner.
Yep.
The degreaser. There's all kinds of stuff you can use. Mr. Clean with some water. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do to
good,
make sure.
Strong scrubby.
So if you're a really good painter and a terrible prepper, you might as well be a bad painter because it's going to look
right.
terrible.
That makes perfect sense, yeah.
But if you're not an everyday professional painter and you take your time and prep properly, you will be
it'll
able to sell the neighbor on the fact that a professional did it.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me.
Okay. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break because the producer says that our guy is a no-show today.
Mm.
And I tend to believe that he emailed us, we just missed it, and he'll be
probably
back so. On another show. So let's take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life. Or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come. Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
All right, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here with my co-host and beautiful wife, Wendy Gambone, on House Talk Radio on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now, if you heard our commercial, okay? Linda Ballesteros is everything franchising and all things franchising.
Yeah.
Or she's going to call me in a few minutes, right? And it's a show you're going to want to listen to, because if you're someone coming out of corporate, okay, and the 401 is just sitting there, and you don't know what to do other than pay taxes if you
throw it
out. Right,
it's not going to be enough to last you.
And you're 63 or 65 or 67, mm-hmm. and you're not willing to jump in a grave yet, and you
right.
want to move on forward and really try to make something out of the rest of your life, because, hey, how do we keep living? You know, I'm 63, mm-hmm. and how am I going to ensure 20 more years of comfort that I'm living right today? Well, I'm hoping my wife gets a job or my kids take care of me. That's a scary thought.
Good luck with that.
So look into listening to one of Linda's shows, because there might be an affordable franchise that she can place you in that will allow you to continue moving forward, managing a company. Maybe you manage a department in corporate before. So it's a good opportunity for you. Check her out by going to allthingsfranchising.com. And you can check out the show, listen to shows, register to be a guest.
And you can find her on toughtalkradionetwork.com as well.
And that's where
probably the easiest way to find her show.
Yep. Okay. So during the break, my wife was showing me in the newsletter that it says to use a quarter-inch nap roller sleeve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And an angled brush. All right, synthetic.
Well, let's recap for somebody just listening. We're talking about painting kitchen cabinets.
Yes.
So I just wanted to put that out there.
And I had talked about using a
foam roller.
Foam roller, mm-hmm. because it has no nap on it. The nap is the hairs on the roller sleeve.
Which will leave like
marks,
a texture, right?
Like you would have on a smooth wall.
Right.
Okay. It's a very short nap. Now, if you're an experienced painter and you put Penetrol in your paint, and you roll it on with a quarter-inch nap so you can carry more paint, then you're going to brush it out properly, okay? Then you don't have to roll over it with a sponge roller. But if you're a homeowner
right,
and you're doing it yourself, you can apply it with a roller sleeve, brush it out with a brush, and then come back and roll it off, okay, with a sponge roller, okay? And I highly recommend putting Penetrol in it. And I'll give you another tip. So let's say that you went in the bedroom to paint the bedroom first,
mm-hmm.
and you did a good job. It's all flat wall paint.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, right?
Yeah.
But now we're going into the bathroom. We just want to paint the bathroom.
Walls or?
Walls and
okay.
ceiling.
Uh-huh.
But we can't use flat paint there because of?
Steam from the shower.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So walls and ceiling have to go with a semi-gloss paint or at what they call an eggshell and a lower grade of paint.
That's what I was going to ask, though. I've heard people, they get confused regarding gloss, semi-gloss, what's the difference? I mean, they're both glossy, right? They both have shine.
Gloss is the shine.
Right.
It's the sheen to it,
yeah.
right? So a semi-gloss is the middle between flat and gloss.
Okay.
So it's a semi-gloss.
And all semi-gloss is oil-based?
No. There's a latex semi-gloss.
Okay.
Okay. There's a latex satin.
What about...
Now, satin is between semi-gloss and flat. So let's make it simple.
Okay.
You know, everybody says, I don't want flat wall paint because I can't wash it.
Yep.
And that's because they don't use a wet enough rag. But
right,
we'll
because they think
it.
They're going to take the paint off.
So if you have a flat wall and there's handprints on it and you take a damp rag and you rub it, it's going to make a shiny spot.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, I hate this paint. But if you take that same rag and wet it almost to it's not dripping, but it's not damp. And then rub the wall, the spot will go away, and it will dry out without a shiny spot. But let's move forward to semi-gloss or satin or eggshell. It's something that is not flat. So you can roll, you know, flat wall paint, you can just roll it on any direction, and when it dries, it looks like
mm-hmm.
a professional did it, right? Semi-gloss, satin, or eggshell, okay, we're all three of the same kind of products, less sheen. Okay, semi-gloss is shiny.
Right.
Satin is in between flat and semi-gloss.
Right.
Eggshell is what they
use. This is where the confusion comes, because everybody says satin and eggshell look exactly the same.
They are.
Okay.
Okay. Eggshell came out a long time ago. Satin costs more money because it sounds like it doesn't shine.
So it's a marketing
right.
thing.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
But at the end of it all, you roll the wall out. Some cans say to roll in a W shape, and some say roll up and down. But when you get the whole wall done, your roller's dry, you're going to go back and roll it all in the same direction. Because if you live in a two-story house, you always know where the staircase is. And you look up, it looks like something was missed on the thing. That's because they didn't roll it all in one direction.
Okay,
so it's important. These are little tips about painting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's videos out there that will tell you that, okay? But most of the time, we look at the video to see how to get the lid off the can and how to get the brush in the pot, and then we start painting, and the video goes away.
Right. If you're like me, I get too impatient. I skip to the end, and I probably miss all the good stuff in between that I should know, but that's just me.
And so, you know, we talked about prepping. It's very important, right?
Yes.
So the same idea goes on when you do a project. And let's get back to the kitchen,
okay,
where we're going to paint the cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a project in your kitchen that could run you anywhere from $10,000 to $40,000, $50,000, depending on what kind of kitchen you have, how big it is, what neighborhood
you're in.
Kitchen
remodel?
Yes.
A whole kitchen remodel. Okay. Not just painting the kitchen cabinets.
No.
You're
going
to scare people.
that's the cheapest part.
Yeah, right.
But my point is, you have to have a plan. Yep. You can't have a plan unless you understand the process. So let's say you get a thing from Amazon. You know, how many times do we hear the doorbell at our house? And Amazon is there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, about 6 months ago, I thought you got a job at Amazon because every day there was a package from Amazon, and I thought you were a tester. Little did I know.
I wish I could get hired
on.
Anybody out there listening from Amazon, I want to be a tester. Putting that out there.
But you were a buyer.
Yes.
So something would come, and you would ask me to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
So I was explaining to Anthony the other day on the job. He was putting a crib together, I think it was.
Oh, right.
I said, take all the parts out of the box and make sure you have all the parts. Identify them to the paperwork. Now you will understand what goes together and why and how. But if you just pull stuff out of a box, start putting it together, you go, look at that. I got all the stuff left over.
Right? That makes sense, yeah.
He didn't prepare properly. He didn't prep properly. So when you hear prep,
how often do we do that? Like just get started without laying it all out, making sure it's all there, ready just to go step by step by step.
Well, that's a whole month of shows from painting to personally to raising. I mean, it can go on and on. That's part of our lives, right? We don't prep, we just act.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And just like the Bible says, you can't grab those words back, right?
That's true.
So you have to be careful and prep. So when you're talking.
It's everything. Yeah. Think before you speak. That would be prepping, correct?
Yeah. Prep before you speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they look at you and they go, do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, but I'm prepping right now. I'll be right back.
Right.
Yeah.
I have something really good to say.
Yeah. I mean, what's the hard part?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay. Back to the kitchen.
Yeah. That was really fun. Yeah. Anyway, so kitchen. We talked about the cabinets.
Yeah.
Okay. But what about if your house looks like the 70s and you go, well, I don't really, you know, I was born in the 80s. I don't know what the 70s looked like. Okay. If you have a Formica countertop.
It was 70s, right.
Yeah.
Especially if it's yellow or green, definitely 70s.
That's right. And if your backsplash tile matches the floor tile, throw a flag up, okay?
Yeah.
Look at all the flags.
Right.
People in the back are raising their hand like crazy, okay?
Yeah.
But the thing of it is,
so
that just means it's time to change the countertop.
Upgrade, all of the above.
Right. And, you know, one of the things we have in Gambone's Customer Improvements, when I meet with customers is, you know, I have the pleasure of meeting with all the housewives, right? And then their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, their husbands I can relate to because I cringe when we talk money.
For them, you cringe
and
for
I'm
them,
right?
And I'm
probably not cheap at all.
No.
I just think if you're taking some of the money, I could do something foolish with. Anyway, but here's the deal. I have to make sure that I'm preparing you to spend your money to make money. So you don't want to put out a dollar to only get 90 cents. You want to get $1.10. So what does that mean? The value of your home, the cost of your upgrade, the materials that you're going to put in there all have to be able to be returned to you when you sell your house because that's your investment.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about countertops.
Mm-hmm.
Quartz is the big word.
It's huge. Everybody wants quartz right now.
Yep. And that price tag?
It doubled.
It's huge.
It pretty much doubled in the last.
So the rule of thumb is quartz is a man-made product that they make smaller and charge more for.
Like everything else, they get you hooked on it. Even like bag of potato chips. You get hooked on it, and the first week it's great, it's all full. The next week it's half air.
Uh-huh.
But you're paying the same price, if not more.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's secrets out on the chips.
Yeah.
Okay. But
you know what I mean.
Most people thought, well, that probably put the granite people in trouble.
Mm-mm.
And actually, they raised the cost of granite because
people can't afford the quartz.
Right. So I think that the granite people are making the quartz so they can make money off of
the
this
granite.
On both ends.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right. So,
it's a win-win for them.
And the whole quartz and granite being exported, imported outside of our country and the whole political thing going on, that's another show.
Yeah.
We're waiting for Donald to get back to us.
Okay.
Right. So, but the thing of it is, it really is a demand. So before you pick out your quartz or your granite, make sure there's not an issue getting it shipped to this country. That's been an issue at the granite yards.
Okay. But I know there are some quarries here in Houston, where you can actually, where they get their quartz and granite from all these shops that you go to. So these, what am I trying to think of?
The people here in Houston.
I guess they have to get it from somewhere too.
They get it in containers and it's sent from overseas.
Okay.
Because it costs way too much. They're buying container loads. Okay, so you just have to make sure of the product. Like where we go get our stuff, I check with Tom down there.
Mm-hmm.
They have plenty in stock.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's something to pay attention to, right? So let's talk about quartz.
Mm-hmm.
There's five levels. Price levels, okay, depending on your budget and your value of your home. I try to stay in the number three level because it's got the most selections at the most affordable price.
Right.
Okay, but a level three granite is the cost of a level two or maybe one quartz.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big difference. And when you say, well, you know, that's not that much, well, when you're talking $60 a square foot versus $100 a square foot.
Or 120.
And if you have 80 square feet and it's times $40, well, that's $1,200 right there just to purchase the material.
That's not
fabrication.
Or anything. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, so something to pay attention to.
And so I get asked a lot, what do you recommend, quartz or granite? And I guess it's just a matter of preference because they're both really durable.
Yeah, so the reason why quartz is a big hit is because you don't have to maintenance it. You don't have to
steal
it
like you do granite.
Okay. Which cracks me up.
So they say. Is that
well, hey, we had a customer say that it's stained.
It's stained, absolutely. So I'm wondering, like
who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. But the fact of the matter is, granite, you seal it once a year, let's say twice a year. How do you seal it? It's a rag and a spray bottle, right?
Yeah, like you're cleaning your countertop.
So, depending on how much money you think your house will bring, if you live in a $150,000 house, granite's fine.
Yeah.
If you live in a $350,000 or up house, quartz is fine.
Quartz is good. And granite's still good there, too.
Absolutely.
There's up to level six granite now,
I believe.
So,
and they keep coming out with more levels.
Yeah, and it's beautiful.
I think
beautiful
they take
stuff.
The levels that don't sell and they make them a higher level
right.
So they can get more money and they don't have to sell as much of it. I don't really want to find out the truth because it would probably agitate me.
Maybe so.
So countertops are important.
Yep.
Okay. Finishes on the countertop edge. Used to have all kinds. Bullnose used to
that
be popular.
That was very popular.
It's
but
gone.
To me, that's like dated now,
right?
If you see bullnose, you know it's time to upgrade your, even if you have granite.
Yeah. And there's one called a rainfall.
Yeah.
Or a waterfall.
Waterfall.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's kind of got like a 45 on the top and then it goes.
Kinda step down.
Round it.
Yeah.
Instead of just completely round, it's weird looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, some
but
people like it.
It was in style.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, flat,
square,
straight edge is.
Or a small, just a rounded edge.
Bullnose.
But it's not, it's a different bullnose though than from the one before.
Well, no. So if you're buying 3-centimeter granite.
OG edge. That's what I'm thinking of.
No, OG is in
the
bathroom.
That's the old. Okay.
No.
Never mind.
That is old.
Yeah.
But if you're getting 3-centimeter granite, okay, you can get a rounded edge because it's not laminated.
Mm-hmm.
So the thickness of it is only an inch and a little over an inch. If you're getting 3/4-inch granite, they laminate the edge, which means they glue two pieces together. So now you have an inch and a half edge.
And that's what gives it that look.
And that's what makes it so massive in the
right.
roundness of
okay.
it. So with 3-centimeter and you go round it, not bad.
Okay.
But if you go three quarter, if you go 2 centimeter granite and you put the rounded edge on there, it's going to be twice the size.
Okay.
Okay. So just these are just little things that if you talk to your granite person about it or the granite store, they can explain it to you as well.
Right.
And they can show
or
you.
Your
vision.
Contractor that you hire should know all this information and be able to tell you and help you walk you through the process.
Yes. And you know, I don't know that comedian's name that said, that's your sign.
Oh, here's your sign. Oh, I can't think
country
of the name.
Guy,
yeah.
Right? But that's your sign that the contractor you have in your house is not the one for you if he doesn't know the differences. Okay?
Right.
Important. Because your average kitchen granite is going to be anywhere from $3,800 to $7,000.
Depending on the size of your kitchen.
Yeah. So, and products used and whether it's quartz or granite.
Mm-hmm.
Backsplash.
My favorite.
Yeah, and you always get to work with the customers.
I do. It's fun.
Well, for you, it's too emotional for me. You know, so I try to stay out of it.
Yeah.
So, but the backsplash tile.
Oh, there's so many to choose from.
Mm-hmm. And we go over this all the time because we're back and forth with it. You like this and that. And everybody likes the glass and the little tiny things. Well, I always go back to, you remember when they had the granite triangles inside the backsplash?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, they're no longer in style. So
no.
What do you do with that? You take them out and fill them in with cement?
No, you get new backsplash.
Right. Spoken like a true lady, okay? But to save money in the long run, because we don't want to get 90 cents back for the remodel,
mm-hmm.
Plan ahead properly, okay? Know what style is going to stay in style. What's not going to be overbearing, what's not going to
be a
red
light. Well, how do you know it's not going to stay in style, though? I mean, it stayed in style probably a good 10 years.
Look, we were in a model home last year,
and it was
and the whole fireplace was done in 1-inch glass tiles. Cane Island.
Oh, right.
That's
what you normally see in a bathroom, so I was just kind of surprised to see it on the fireplace.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
The stone on the fireplace, I like that.
It's great.
Glass tiles on the side.
So it's a preference, right?
And you're right. That's the style that will go out of style.
Mm-hmm.
But
so
when,
you want to find a tile
that,
and here's what I mean about this, okay? It's not that you couldn't put a glass tile in, but you want to, there's glass subway tiles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are so, and
Subway
so
never goes out
many
of style.
Colors now. Oh,
right.
Beautiful.
And so you want to keep, the whole purpose in hiring a decorator or paying attention, prepping properly for your kitchen remodel, is to make sure that nothing becomes a blinking light or a stop sign.
No,
so when you look through,
yes.
Right, and that's what you want to keep in mind.
Stops your eye, like, oh, what's that? Yeah.
Right.
You want a nice
flow. Oohs and ahs all the way through.
Yep.
Right? Okay, so we talked about the painting of the cabinet, and make sure the tip of that is to ask first how much for the outside, and ask second, how much it would have cost extra to paint the inside. Knowing that it's easier for the contractor to paint it all at one time, it's going to just cost them an extra gallon of paint. So, and depending on the inside, I want to stick up for the contractor.
Right, exactly.
Okay, if you've been breeding hamsters in there for 6 years, it might be a little bit difficult to prep. Just imagine, okay? So there are a couple of tips there. Backsplash we talked about. Countertops we talked about. Sinks. You know, I have a lot of people say to me, I don't want to undermount sink because it's going to fall off.
What?
And dirt will get in between there. So they've seen it at other people's houses.
Really?
Yeah. So here, you know what that
versus a drop-in sink where stuff gets all around the sides of it?
Well, a drop-in sink is dated, right?
Well, that, and I feel like that's where you get all the yuck around the outside.
So it's real important when you pick out your sink that you look at your granite company's work. Because they glue that, they put a sheet of plywood down.
Yep.
Always put 5/8 plywood down. You put the sink down on top of the plywood like it would be a drop in plywood, and the granite goes on top. So now it's
so
sandwiched between.
There's no way anything can get
it
in.
It can't
there.
Drop.
Yeah.
It overhangs 1/2 inch all the way around so nothing can separate
and
water penetrate in there. These are little things that when people are doing the work that you have to look at.
Yeah, so if you're remodeling a kitchen, these are really good tips and stuff to think about when you're talking to the contractor.
Right.
And even when once the work is started, this is stuff you want to watch and look for.
Well, how about appliances? People always ask me, well, what about the appliances? Sometimes I wish I was in the appliance sales business because they're very expensive and to install them is even more. But you need to go to a place that you feel comfortable with the salesperson, or maybe if you're in this area here, we recommend people to different places to go. Like there's scratch and dent places, and then there's the high-end places.
Mm-hmm. And I guess like anything, it's a matter of what type of appliances you want.
Right. Right.
I recommend the fingerprint, not the one that doesn't. The stainless that you can't leave the fingerprints on.
There is no such thing.
There is. They tout it to be anyway. They say, well, you won't leave fingerprints.
Yeah. So tell the people, if they have stainless appliances, what's the secret to keeping it clean?
WD-40.
Right.
I never knew that, and did you tell me that? Somebody told me that.
Did I tell you that? Come on.
Somebody told me to use WD-40 because I bought all the stainless steel cleaners and it never works. It never works. WD-40 works. It cleans off all the fingerprints. Of course, they come back and I have to do it once a week. I wipe everything down with WD-40.
It's a penetrating oil.
Yeah. Who knew?
And it's $1.50 a can.
Yes. You can get the big can for like two something.
And it lasts forever.
It does. Okay. So yes, WD-40. Don't waste all your money on all that stainless steel cleaner stuff. WD-40 does the trick.
Right.
I love it.
My dishwasher, refrigerator, stove,
everything.
Doesn't matter. Right?
Microwave.
Yeah.
It cleans. It works.
You're speaking of microwave. If you're out there and you have that microwave that fits over the stove, over the cooktop, and you're trying to put a big pot in there, it just never seems to work out. When you're doing a remodel in your kitchen,
what do you mean, like from the on the
between
stove
the cooktop and
microwave?
The bottom of the microwave?
Okay.
There's not enough space to put a big pot of sauce on to make spaghetti.
Okay.
Right.
Because everybody's making a big pot of spaghetti.
Well, let's say they're from Louisiana. They're cooking crawfish.
Gumbo.
Okay. There you go. Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is, there's a space restriction. So what I found that I really like, because you're repainting, you can take a base cabinet that has three drawers in it, take the top two drawers out, and reconfigure it to fit in a microwave drawer.
Oh, that's the newest thing, too.
And it's below your countertop, so it's not dangerous to spill anything.
Right.
Because the other one above the thing is dangerous for your kids to reach into. Okay? And kids are the ones that use the microwave more. I still like to think that they're working... public still uses the cooktop, but I might be wrong. But the pull-out microwave is the way to go. It's very slick. Excuse me, and it's very affordable, and it really updates your kitchen. So.
So you would put like a really cool looking vent hood where the vent whatever where the microwave.
So you take the microwave out, and it's got this little funky cabinet. That's not big enough to put anything in except the vent line that goes up.
Exactly.
So what we do is we take that cabinet out because we're prepping and painting everything so we can make it look like it was never there. Mm-hmm. And we take one of those vent hoods to go right to the ceiling that looked like something in a kitchen in a restaurant.
Yeah, the same commercial steel looking.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's
and they
so
have
cool.
them made out of wood and there's all different kinds of...
They look like anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's a big update in your kitchen. And what are you giving up for it? You're still keeping your microwave.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving up two drawers where your microwave goes and a little cabinet that you couldn't put nothing in, but maybe, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what can go in there.
I don't either.
I don't.
I've never used it, so because the thing runs through
right.
there.
Exactly.
What's it called?
Mm-hmm. So, and the plug and the vent line are all there to put all that vent hood in. So it's not a big affordable cost-wise to, you don't have to get an HVAC guy out there to run the ductwork. It's there. You don't have to get an electrician to put the plug in. It's there.
Oh.
You just have to buy the vent hood, purchase it, and install it, and run the duct.
Right.
It still goes in the wall the same way.
Well, probably the expense from doing that is reconfiguring your cabinet for the pull-out microwave.
Yeah.
That would be the...
That's probably the only expense.
But if you put it into the remodel, then you get,
right.
you know, it's all part of that.
Right. Right. So that would be a really good way to do it.
That's cool.
Okay. I think we covered a lot of things except the sink and the faucet.
Right. The sink you were talking about, we recommend undermount.
Yes.
Always.
But the big craze is the
farm sink. Yep. They have some cool farm sinks, though.
Oh, we
some
put
really
them in.
Cool.
Yeah.
The stainless ones are cool.
Copper.
The coppers are beautiful.
They look beautiful, but if you're really a cooker,
Yeah, I'd be afraid it would like start like
no,
getting that rust look to it.
No, just gotta clean it too much.
Yeah, that's too much.
Stainless,
work.
Remember?
Yeah.
WD-40. Okay.
Yeah.
And
then there's the full, the 50-50 sink, the 40-60 sink, the full size, just regular undermount sink, not
right.
a farm.
And the farms come like that too. You didn't get a 60-40 farm sink
with the apron in the front.
That's the farm sink.
Mm-hmm.
But just make sure, if you're going to go out and get a new faucet, get a faucet that's going to cover the area of the sink. Don't buy one of these, oh, I'm only spending $60 at Lowe's to get one. Okay, I'm not saying spend $600 on one.
I mean, you can, but
not
recommended.
Water's going to come out the same way,
yeah.
right? What you want to make sure of is that if you get a farm sink, that it expands over the sink far enough so that you can use it properly. And if you have an undermount sink and you put a faucet in, you want to make sure that you can either pull out the spray thing, that it works efficient. You know, test it. Test drive it in the store.
Yes.
So it's important.
Yeah, this is stuff I didn't think about till,
right.
you know.
No, when a plumber comes out and charges you $275 to $350, put the sink faucet in, you go, oh, I don't like it. Okay, so now you got to return the thing. Wait, you've already put it together. So maybe you could still return it. Then you got to pay the plumber again to
come
put the new one in.
Yeah.
So it's really
it
good to know first
yeah.
time out. Right.
So this is all about prepping before you start.
Right. And it's really important. So when it says prep and paint,
mm-hmm.
prep your whole project before you get started. If you're going to paint yourself, if you're going to do this all on your own, do your homework. Go in and talk to, and I'm going to say this, go in and talk to your Home Depot or Lowe's guy that works there that was in the business before.
Mm.
Ask them some questions. But before you go there, look up some stuff on YouTube so you know what questions to ask. And if you find a guy that can give you the right answers that match up to what you heard, he's probably your guy to walk you through the process. If not,
right, find the next guy.
Find a contractor.
Or girl.
Yeah, find a contractor.
Yeah.
Okay. And don't just pick the first one that comes out. I mean,
no, we always recommend getting 2 to 3 estimates on the job that you're wanting to have done, whether
and,
it's kitchen
and
or bathroom or
check
whatever.
The references.
Always check the references
and check the insurance.
Make sure
yeah.
that and call. Like Tony always says, call the insurance because you know it's good for 6 months at a time, and the date could be.
Well, I might have paid
that.
The first quarter,
yeah.
but no more.
And it's no right. longer valid, so be sure to call.
Yeah. All right. So
that's it for the kitchen. Well, what about that's
what?
The flooring that they have in their kitchen is good, so we don't need to go over that.
It's tile.
Tile.
Okay.
And, you know, you say that,
yeah,
but I walked into a lot of houses, and they have wood flooring in the kitchen, engineered wood flooring or wood flooring in the kitchen, like throughout the house.
That only happens until the dishwasher leaks, then the kitchen gets tile or LVT.
Okay.
Okay. So, but listen,
yeah.
we're running out of time here. I'm getting away from the guy in the booth.
Okay.
We've got to end the show, okay? But I really hope that people will take a minute and go to Facebook and go to Gambones, Gambones, Custom Home Improvements, and like the page.
Yeah, sign up to get our newsletter.
If you sign up to get the newsletter, you're into a drawing for a $500 Visa gift card. I don't know about you, but that $500 gift card could get you started on that next $10,000 remodel.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. So for all you women out there, that might be a good lead into
that's
it.
That's more like shoes and purses, but you know.
Yeah. That's the way you think. Okay. So anyway, check us out, Gambones Custom Home Improvements. Check us out at housetalkradio.com. If you're someone out there that is in the industry, that has anything to do with a house, from insurance to sales to inspections
investing.
To investing,
yeah.
a remodel contractor. And tomorrow we have another show tomorrow that we're going to be talking to someone about who owns a plumbing company, and they just passed some legislate here in Texas that, and I'm not 100% sure, so I want to be
that's
careful what I say.
That's why we're having this show tomorrow.
That you don't need a license to be
a plumber.
What? So that's the show you're going to want to hear
yes.
about. And so we'll be talking with Dorinda and Paul Osta with Osta Plumbing here in the Houston, Katy area. They've been doing this a long time, and they are our plumbers.
And they are really good.
And that's who we
they
recommend
really good
all
what
the
they
time.
Do. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, check us out tomorrow, 3 o'clock show. Check us out every week here on Tough Talk Radio Network. There's a list of shows that you can hear about. We have some more new shows coming up. I hope you'll tune into that. And I hope that you will let us know your feedback by going to info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. Shoot us an email. That's our show for today, folks. I hope that everyone has a blessed week. I hope that everyone tries to update their kitchen with the tips we showed them.
Yes, I hope it was very helpful, I'm sure.
And if you know what? If you have a question, hit us up on Facebook or email us at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. We'd love help DIYs. Do it your DIY.
DIY, yeah.
Yeah.
DIY, whatever,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you do it instantly or do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Either way, we'll help you out. That's our show, folks. Have a great week.
See you next week.
That's this week's episode of House Talk Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to be a guest of the show, go to housetalkradio.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to join us next week for another episode.